So we're holding by Tzimin Tov Samaches. So the Mechaba begins with the halacha of Shleilasis Melacha Be'erev Pesach Achachatzis. What?
Court?
Yeah. That one should not do Melacha Erev Pesach after Chatzis. So Isa Melacha Be'erev Pesach Chatzis on Mala. Ho Yim Shamtin Oisai. I feel Lassis Bechina Masa. V'yesh Misha Isa Fila Al Yidein Yehudi V'yesh Misha Mahta Bechina Amini. Okay. So what are we discussing over here? What's happening over here is that the Mechab is telling us that there's an issa malacha on Erev Pesach after Chatzis. What's the reason for this? So the Mishmurah brings down Hatam in Sifkat and Alf, Pnei Shu Zman Shechitzis HaPesach. That since the Zman Shechitzis HaPesach, in the front of Mishmurahs if you want, since the Zman Shechitzis HaPesach was after Chatzis, and we know Shekolechum Yisoh Chayv Boy, everyone's chayv in the carbon Pesach. The yom shemevin carbon hu kiyantiv. On the day that a person brought a carbon, it's like yantiv, like we mentioned earlier when we were talking about the carbonates of the nesiim. V'lechein osam midibri seifrim b'malacha. V'afilu b'zman is it like a carbon? Adayne issa b'mkayma yoymi. The issa still remains b'mkayma. Now, the Tosfos over there, Tosfos in Pesachim daf nun amar aleph. It's interesting, Tosfos brings the Yishalmi that asks, why is Erev Pesach different than other Arve Yom Tovim? That on Erev Pesach there's Issam Locha, and other Erev Yom Tovim there's no Issam Locha, and the Yishalmi speaks out this reason about carbon. The Yishalmi even goes ahead and says, interesting question, says, every day they brought the carbon Tamid, which was a carbon for the Tzibar. So it should be also to do Malacha every day, it should be Yantiv, right? So what's the answer? He says his lashon is, he says shani tamid shatayro itziya min a klal b'chsiva safta deganecha. The Maaseh, the Torah says you have to go out to work to make a parnasa. So al karch, the Torah is saying that even though you brought the carbon tamid, the carbon tamid was brought and be'etzim should be yantiv, but the Maaseh, you need to make a parnasa. So it's not, you know, it doesn't have a din of yantiv.
It's
a special meat. Because we have one din that on the day you bring a carbon that's yantiv. We have another din that every day you bring in tamid. So how do we stem it? We say that Vasaf the Ganach is being mighty from the tamid. Vasaf being vata that din. Okay, so that's one reason. There's a second reason given over here by Rashi. Rashi over there in Dafnun Amrav, he says, in order that one should not be torid b'malachtoi, and then forget to do bir chametz. He'll get busy with doing work, and forget to do bir chametz, he'll forget to shech the Pesach, forget to prepare the matzah for the night, and he won't be able to start the Seder on time. That's what Rashi says over there. So we have two reasons. Now, the... What?
Bir chametz
before chatzis. Good point. That's why there are places that were knowing to also have Issam Lachim before Chatzis. However, the Paiskim go with the Svar of Tosfos. The Paiskim go with the Svar of Tosfos, that it's La'acha Chatzis, and it's because of the Zman Shechitzis Pesach. Now, if you look at the Bir Halacha over here, it's Sif Aleph, he brings both, he brings Nafkaminis. If Chal Pesach, Motzei Shabbos, it should be, if by you says Be'erev Shabbos, really should say Motzei Shabbos. If it's mutter b'malach meyikar din adam mincha, akopanim, the bi'arlach is ma'arich on this point. So there are two reasons, and like I said, the paiskim, and there are nafkaminas between the two reasons. However, the paiskim go with the reason of taisvus, that it's zman carbon. Now, what malach is asa? What malach is asa? So in Siv Beis, the mechaber says, ba'am edvar amurim, kisha'isa malacha listaker. When you're doing malacha, to make money, I bechinam v'hu malacha gemura litva v'gadnem mamish. If it's a malacha gemura, what's a malacha gemura? Avam etakein who kelev is just hemming his begadim liyantiv. Right, sometimes there's the last minute mending that you need to fix the hems and the different things. So if it's being done for yantiv, that's mutter. But malacha gemura, that's what's aser. So Davka Malacha Gemara says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Ches. The Mishnah Berurah says that Ches, he says, "Mitakenu keil v'yantar etzlem kli yoshin shneskalkel kitzas oy begadav shenikru kitzas rashi that taken on tay from the zarch yantar vodin shemuta kol zel tzarch haveray imu bechinam kasva achreinim even if it's a ma'ase umin also." Now what about washing clothing? The Mishmaru in Sifkat and Zayin says that kibis begadav is considered a melacha gemura. In the middle, he says, "Kibis b'kelav hu b'cham lachik mur v'asa." To give it to a geisha cleaner is to do it would be mutter.
Kelav,
clothing. Kibis is washing clothing. So again, washes should be finished beforehand. And many give the gedda. The gemara is mashed. The gemara abips in Makos Shanog is mashed that the gedda to this malach is the same as cholamayit. Except for the tikkunim that you need to do on the clothing for yantiv. Now what about taking a haircut and shaving? So the Shabur and Sifkat and Hay says, "Uleinyan lehistaper aydei akum achachatzais hiskimu harbachrenim lahakol." To take a haircut by a guy shabarber. Even though you're helping him out when he's giving you the haircut, Avidei Yisrael asa filu bechinam should be melacha gemura because melacha gemura. So there was a call it mini Yerushalayim where in the barbers the halacha is that a Jewish barber shouldn't give haircuts after chatzais, but if he started before chatzais, he could continue afterwards. So there'll be a lot of people waiting in the barbershop. So you walk over to everyone, give them a snip, a snip, snip, snip. We started all the haircuts, now we can finish it off afterwards. Yeah. What?
Khafifa.
Khafifa?
It's like Khafifa trying to start in the morning.
Right. So bets and person should be careful to shave beforehand. Before chatzais. One should shave before chatzais. A haircut, right, you should go to a goy to take. If you didn't, shaving, there's more makim to be makel. If you did not do it before chatzos, then you can do it after chatzos. But lechatchila, one should be careful to do it.
What's the makim to be makel after this?
By shaving? Because yeah. It may not be considered a stopper. It could be even on chol moed, it's mutta, according to many Rishonim. So it's not more chomer than chomer. And then it says here, "Netilat tziponayim im shachar lito loisan kadam chatzos yesh laka afil ad atzmer ad acher bechinam." Cutting nails also is mutter. So there's the ma'isa. We learned earlier that there's inyan of matzis mitzvah erev Pesach after chatzos. So could the bakeries charge for making the matzah? It's very expensive. Very expensive. The Chayyur over here says, the only heter is Baram Zorik Shoyis Malacha the Staker, or Bechinim, even Bechinim. But maybe earlier it said, Vafil Las is Bechinim Aser. And then, Dayan Fish Ataka held, as Rabbi Shiala told me this morning, that Dayan Fish Ataka writes that, the bakeries have no right to charge. It's a mitzvah, so they can do it, like we saw. But to charge for it, it's a shayla. So you want to know what's that? That Taka people charge for doing matzah's mitzvah after chatzos? Yeah.
It's like not paying for a doctor.
Yeah,
it's not going to be good matzah. They don't charge.
Uh-huh. Ah, I hear. Okay. Do we have a better?
Yeah, they're paying for the time of the day.
Yeah, the time, maybe. It's a very stressful time, so they're taking up 2 hours of their Pesach to bake your matzahs. Same way we have all that tearing with Shabbos, you know, the preparation beforehand and all that.
Uh-huh, so you have to come on to a whole, you have to write stories now.
Yeah.
Shutfis with Goyim, maybe.
That's right.
Right, so that's what Dine Fisher was saying.
No, you have to be, find the schuss.
Okay, so that's the din of melacha. Kaidim chatzais. If Gimel talks about kaidim chatzais, where kaidim chatzais already was talim and hagim, that was talim and hagim could be depending on the reasons also. Now to polish shoes, meikra din is muta, even though they bring down the chaznish and the scroll of his machmer, but that's
it's a mutter. They're not charging for the time, they're charging for the matzahs.
Say that. That them is the work of the...
No,
they're charging for you to use the bakery. Or the work that they're doing, the work they're doing.
They're charging only for the matzahs.
Yeah? Okay. Say that.
Jump the price?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Harder to get.
Okay, so let's now go to Tuf Ayin. Simon Tuf Ayin. Habachoyres Misanim Bar Pesach. So we learned earlier that during Nisan we don't fast. Except for one fast, which is the Tainus of Bechor. Bein Bechor Me'av, Bein Bechor Me'im. Whether he's a Bechor from the father or from the mother. V'yeshem Shafil Nekeva Bechor Me'sanav, Ein HaMinikim. So the Ramah says the Minik's not like that. That a Nekeva Bechor does not fast. But a Bechor, a meal, Bechor from, whether he's a Bechor from the father, Bechor from the aim, he fasts. Why are we fasting? So Mishruz says, Zeichel the nation, it's oilu mimakas b'chayis, which is not interesting, because at the Zeichel for the nais, we fast, l'chayir at the Zeichel for the nais, you should make a fakir asimcha, right? So there's a lot of read on that alone. Well, what the in Sifkat and Beis, he brings down, Shemakas b'chayis, says to b'kulam, k'dis b'medrish, Kamagul Gadol Abayis Letzrichel Lesanis Al Vishigam Bahem Haya Isa Maka Abayach Nefalim Tzach Lesanis De Bechor Lenachla Chozed Afkini Eni Shem Bechor. Now what happens if you have a child that's a Bechor but you're not a Bechor? So that the meaning is that the father fasts also. The father fasts. There is a shita that's brought down that if the father's a Bechor and the sons of Bechor, then the mother should fast, but the minig is not like that. However, it became the minig also that since it's Erev Yontif, and it's Erev Yontif, so therefore we look for a way to get out of it. And what we do is we join in a Sudas Mitzvah, we join in a Siyim, which the truth is, if you look at the Mishnah Brura, Sifkat in... it's the middle of Sifkat and Tes, or Yud, it's the middle of Yud, says, Oli'inyim mutaram b'cherem lecho b'sudas mitzvah tali b'minig ha-mekaymois. Yesh b'gam sh'nog l'hachmir. Ol'fi zem reitz lecho l'asudas pidin ha-benig b'smi l'tzor ha-tara. Except for the mayal sandik of the ha-tara. V'yesh b'kaymois sh'nog, you have it? Tafayin. Yesh mekayim shenoga b'cherem lahaku v'lecha v'sudas mitzvah v'chein nogin kayoim v'kama mekayim is b'medina seyna lahaku v'lecha af b'sudas siyim mesechta. We go even to a sudas siyim mesechta v'av she b'cherem ba'atman l'ilondas mesechta. Someone else is making the siyim komog yu she'etzal mesayim v'sudas mitzvah v'star from the sudasi. I saw a chiddush in the Alich Shleima. He says that the b'char can even be mesdar through the phone. If he listens in to the siyim on the phone, he can be mistarif. But many shem skabsin la mesayim, kaidim shesiyim, or mesayim afnei amasechta, v'shayim mistarif imay b'siyumay, v'achach chayis in suda. There's a lot of read on this alone. What's considered a siyim? A siyim. What does one have to finish in order to be considered a siyim?
Why are we doing a siyim exactly?
A sudas mitzvah. Why? You can't arrange a bris milah or a pidyon ben, but...
The whole reason why the fast was created for Erev Yontif, there's a reason... The fast was only...
It's a zeich for the nes.
And it was only made, whoever the Masakin is, this fast is for Erev Yontif.
Right.
They knew Erev Yontif, whoever the Chazal
was. True, but at the same time... So you had the fast, but at the same time we have a heter. If you join us through the mitzvah, we mekayim shenagu. That you get out of it. So you had the fast, you didn't eat it. And
so it's like now we're going to fast.
Now it became like that. That's right. So it became. I heard about Yechidim that do fast, but the meaning is too fast. The meaning is the Aruch HaShulchan says after the Kama Doi race, it's already many generations. V'loy levad haloy meid el ha-becharim skabtsim sov v'masayim v'masayim imoy v'oichlim v'nispachis ebechol medinois. V'ene yidu ma'ayin lahem lahoko kolkach. Im loy shenoy ma, unless we'll say that because of the chalisha sadar, v'atoyrach rav b'erev Pesach, and achilas ha-mara, gam ken eni yafal abriyas. So therefore, we consider ourselves like we can't fast. And also in the Yishalmi, in the Maskana, it says you don't have to fast. It's only a minig based on Masech the Seif. L'chein le'michu chachmei adar b'zev
etzarchi.
And who's this? The Aruch HaShulchan.
Ah, okay.
But there's a, yeah, there's a tshuva from the Rav Polim also on this. A few tshuvas from him about it. Now, what's called a siyum also, the Rav Moshe talks about, let's say I finish a sefer in Tanakh. I finish Yeshua. So if you learn to be'iyun, you learn it well with the Rishonim, you understand it. That's also called finishing something. When it comes to Mishnayos, for some reason the meaning is that on one Masechta Mishnayos not, unless it's a Masechta like Mikvois. And Moshe said that if it's like Mikvois, where you learn with the Rash and the Rambam, and anyone who learned it knows what that means. So that already, that's a Masechta that you can make a Siyum on. But otherwise, it's a Seder Mishnayos. So throughout the year, people always ask questions, can I make a Siyum? I can't make a Siyum. There's really, and Rabbi used to always say, let him make a Siyum, what's the big deal? So he'll say Kaddish, what's... But for Erev Pesach, or the 9 days, then already has the mamash have a din siyum. So that's more, whatchamacallit. Okay. Let's go on to Simon Tov Ayin Aleph. Be'erev Pesach ha-shah ha-siris osa lecho pas. Osa lecho pas mishah ha-siris olamalo, kedei shiocho matzah l'ti ovoin. One should not eat pas, which means even matzah shira from the 10th hour. And yesterday we said that according to Minig Ashkenaz, that we don't eat matzah shira on Pesach because of chashash chametz. It's makom to say already from the end of the 4th hour not to eat matzah shira. Avol oichol ma'at peirois or yirokois. Could eat a small amount of fruit or vegetables. Avol oichol kresim, but not a large amount of them. V'mu'istin shafil oichol ma'at ma'azim chilas ha'kol asa. V'yayim ma'at lo yishtim because it's misses soyed. If you want to drink a lot, which whets the appetite, that's mutter. Okay, now, in Siv Beis, it's brought down, Koidim Shah Asiyus Mutter Lecha Matzah Shira, Go Ava Matzah Shira Yitzim Bava Laila Asurim Lecha Kol Yom Abba Asam. So Midin, what's brought down in the Rishonim, is that on Erev Pesach, there's an Issa to eat, a matzah that you could be Yitzim the Mitzah with, is also the whole Erev Pesach. That's Me'ikra Din. Then there are Minhagim from Purim, or from Rosh Chodesh. The general meaning is from Rosh Chodesh, not to eat matzah that you could be yotzer the mitzvah with. Which means matzah shir will still be mutter. Now, on Erev Pesach, what's the reason why we have this issa achila? So the reason is because we want you to eat the matzah b'teyavoy, which is interesting. The Rashbam says it's a hidden mitzvah. To eat the matzah at night with the oven, with the appetite, that's a hiddur to the mitzvah of achilas matzah. I want to eat it. I'm hungry to eat it. It gives it a hiddur mitzvah. And therefore, on Erev Pesach, after the beginning of the 10th hour, after the 9th hour, so already one's not supposed to eat something of a, like a suda type, like even... meaning like this, let's say someone eats gebrox, right? So they can eat bets and they can eat matzah, they can eat things made, cooked products from matzah meal throughout the day. They can eat the knedloch until the 10th hour, they can eat knedloch. But after the 10th hour, they're not supposed to eat knedloch. But fruit and meat, chicken, and cheese that you could eat after the 10th hour. You could, but not a lot, a small amount. That's all mutter. That's all mutter.
What's the
10th hour, I meant to look up what time it would be, but you have a calendar? Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of those fancy things. Okay.
It's only about 3, no?
It should be around there. Right, it should be around 3 o'clock. Okay.
353.
Wow. So that's even later. Okay. What? Oh, right.
What's
the time there? What? No, right.
That's
yeah, the small man. Mechida is 1/3 right. Here you have the same thing? Okay, so that's the din of Tafayin Aleph, and... Fine. At the end of Tafayin Aleph, it's brought down a mitzvah lirchas l'galeach berev yontif, v'luvash begodim no'im kemoi b'shabbos. V'ayin lel reish samach beis. In Tzimit Tavkov Chavtes, the Mishabrura over there in the Shartzi in Tavkav Chavtes, Tavkav Chavtes is the end of Hilchas Yontif. The beginning of Hilchas Chol Moed, there's a Shartzi over there. And it's mashma a little that the begadim of Yontif should be nicer than Yeshabbos begadim. This actually mashma, you should have Yontif, Shabbos, Chol Moed, and then weekday. Gotta have a lot of wardrobes. So the women are definitely mekayem that. So look, there's a card to everything. But here he says kamoi v'shabbos over the Ramah. Okay, tough iron base. What? Tough iron base. Yie shulchanai aruch miboyd yoyim. Your shulchan should be set from while it's still day. K'dei lechom miyad k'shetechshach. Meaning that the table should be set and the seating arrangements should be worked out already beforehand as much as possible, that we could just come home and eat miyad kishetechshach. Ba'afim hu bebeis medrash, yakum, even if you're in the beis medrash, you get up, and they should mitzvah lemar lecho v'shvati noikish le'yishnu. Aval lo yeh mikidesh ad shetechshach. So the Mishbrua says over here, very interesting Mishbrua, first, let's see. Aleph, k'dei lechom miyad lav dafka. Kavan k'dei shi'a efshel lehaska. Say the take of mishetech shel yishtof. Fine. Base the med. Shrat zolayma. Shaisik b'lemutay. V'hu dinli in tefillah. Right. Some people have the habit that after ma'ariv, sit around and shmooze, catch up on the raid of the week. So zog the mishbru. Tonight's not that the night. The night of Pesach. V'hu dinli in tefillah. Tzarch lezar is atzmai likres krishma l'spalel. The leilach take of the basin, go home right after davening. Go home right after davening. Now, what's this mitzvah of the maher v'lechol? It's very interesting. You're not eating until, right? The lashon lechab is pnei mitzvah the maher v'lechol. We're not eating until an hour from now, 45 minutes from now. Depends how long your maggid is. So what's the maher v'lechol? It means not because you can be eating right away, but they should know we're going to start quickly, so we're going to get to the eating quick soon. Once they know that we're going to get to the eating, so then things will start rolling. You'll answer to them. You'll be kind of answer for God's avincha bayimu. Now look at the bir halach, the shartzin base. The karai dina humi brisa, the choit for na matzah shvat tinek. The Gemara brings down a brisa, you grab the matzah for the tinek. So, there are many pshatim in the rishayim in this. This is where the grabbing the afikoyim comes from and things like that. Uchpir shash bechad lishna de mimar lechel. Va kavanak al kach meshach zavnu. Has to be like what we said now because you can be eating right away, but that you'll get to the eating soon. The EF Shalima da Kavanu Shi Katsu Bahagoda, what he means they should be katsu da goda, dautu achiluhu iker? Is that the iker? So it must mean you take your time for magid, but work, but start on time. Obi Yavin Shmula Rajvitz Kasa Bzeloshin. Umimarin la achilam kideshla yishna. No. You should feed them. Vatinaikis ka, it's going on the children. Give them food. What upirish ze also shapitve comes out much better in the machaber. Mitzvah lemar lecho mean give them something to eat. Umikomakam ein lachil maharbe. Because if you give them enough food, then they're just gonna go to sleep. Shadrav tve yesh lach sheyishna ideze. Uchmashkas Rashbam Sugya. The Efsha Oidloima Bechavanus Mechaber, another Pshat, the Shapi is the Marla Gili de Moitzi Matzah. The Einachrami, no. Taka, rush to get the Moitzi Matzah. Kadesh Yishla Tinog is Lama Oichla Matzah. So the Dalias, why we eat Matzah? Uchshem Mesubin? Dafka, why we eat Matzah? Dafka Mesubin? Velama Oichla Mara? Vini Atibo Bechareses? Aye, but they already asked these questions earlier. The Iker Sheel is when they talk of seeing it and they're asking, like, tell me, well, what's going on here? What are we doing? You're just going to eat matzah? That's all we're going to eat? Matzah, more matzah? Why are we eating matzah? Why are you leaning it? But in the beginning was it also says over here in Sif Beis Yisad the Shulchan Yofa Bekelim Noyim Kefi Koychai. What's Kefi Koychai? So it says that to put out nice kelim, and it's brought down the Mishrubings, the Maril. When he had mashkoinis of the goyim, which were of kelim noyim, lo yimishtamish b'hem shum pam. Rak b'pesach hoy minhagi lahasam oisam al shulchan miyuchad esmoich b'ri'iyasam. And they bring down out to Zeicha for when Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Yotzeh b'Rechush Gadol. Where did they get their Rechush Gadol? They went knocking on the Mitzrayim's doors and they took their kelim. So putting the guy's kelim on the table is a Zeicha for the kelim that they took from the Mitzrayim. But there's a few chidushim in Yerdeya and Simkov Chav and other places that talks about it. Why are we not worried that maybe he'll come to use it? Doesn't need tefillah, things like that. Okay, so we'll continue Mir Tashem tomorrow. We just have to run, jump over to the wrist. But okay, everyone, share.